confirming Blake's okay for today.
Yep.
Okay.
Also,
mindset going into this now that you know games, everybody says get a little bit tougher after the break, and being right in the mix of it here for your club.
Yeah, the implications after the All-Star break are all the same for most teams. There, it's the playoff push now, and head-to-head are important, and you can feel it on the ice. You feel it in the games. It'll get to pretty close to a playoff intensity tonight.
Is it fair to say that somehow you control your own destiny a little bit here with Central Division games?
You always feel that you do. You've got 30 games left to your season. That's an opportunity for any of these teams. There's a bunch of them, right? So we're all in the same boat, getting that good feeling now, and we think eventually getting healthy here, that we'll be banged out 30 road games by the end of this trip, that we'd be in pretty good shape.
Obviously, it's game to game, but do you do five-game segments, or how do you last block of 30
All-star on? Yeah, so we do a different number.
Okay, that's
where we're good. Yeah, yeah.
You talked to Patrick at all this morning as to...
We start with one, though, so...
talked to Patrick at all coming out of...
No, I'm not talking to him. Sure, I talked to him. Hi, Patty, how are you? How are you feeling? Good?
Hopefully He's that good. Adds even a little bit more confidence for him.
I don't know about that. I really liked his last game. So coming off the injury, you know, his first game was looked like his first game coming off the injury, and I thought he was right back to being on. He scored the goal, but he also had two or three chances in the slot that he worked for, and he gets those when he's going. I like the way that line played a lot. So all-star game, I hope it was a positive experience for him, but really pleased with his game against Chicago and like him to start there.
He mentioned right away, too, that his second half it's a different league. Do you think that can help him down the stretch as the games ramp up?
Well, we've already seen it, and he started scoring right out of the gate, so people from the outside would say he's been a consistent player, but he's really, really improved his hockey game from the start of the year. He's made great strides in his play away from the puck, just learning the NHL game. So we just hope that trend continues. You know, he's an impactful offensive player already from day one. He was, but the other parts of his game now, and he as teams have learned about him, and he's playing with Brian and Nicky, he's going to draw the other team's best, so that challenge will be greater for him in the second half. But his play without the puck now means that he doesn't need to score every shift. You know, he just needs one or two chances, and that will probably be where it gets to as these games tighten up. Being able to play away from the puck and being a good soldier out there will makes him a good player.
Colin, do you ever get concerned about a guy who goes to the All-Star break and doesn't get those 2 days where he doesn't do anything? Like, could that factor in for him, that he may have needed a 2 days off where he did nothing?
If I was playing him 22 minutes a night and we had played that much hockey, but he had 8 games off, right? So he had lots of time, and in the last 7 days of his injury, I mean, he's basically 100% healthy. And so he didn't come into that All-Star break fatigued. He came in kind of recharged.
Sure. Matthew Rose seemed really buzzing. Could he be an option for Thursday?
It's an option for Thursday, yeah.